okay. The Muser's breakthrough moment. All right, at 8:40 today, it's Friday, and we love to get down on Friday with a little classic audio at 8:40. But this Friday, we decided, let's do something a little different. Let's think outside the box. And when we were coming up with ideas for what to do at 8:40 today, at around 8:05 today, we were coming up with that idea for 8:40. We were coming back from commercial, and Junior's asking, hey, what are we going to do? 8:40, what are we going to do? And I kind of just threw out there random character generator. And, you know.
Something nonsensical that you always say.
Yeah, I always
Not
just say
that you always
nonsense.
Say that, but it's always something weird.
So that was the nonsense I threw out. Random character generator. Well, Junior comes back from that commercial break and teases, at 8:40, we understand we may have random character generator. So he's doing this to gig me now. Actually teasing the nonsensical thing that I said to him. So then I get to thinking, okay, let's try a little random character generator. Kind of funny. Just have some real wheels off characters. And who knows? So each one of us came up with a random character, and we did the bit, 8:40. So I was thinking, man, this has failed. It's, you know, people bitch at us. It almost seems like no matter what character you do, people will bitch. Either it's not funny or it's old or do something new. And it's always high risk when we do something new because people like hearing things that they know about.
There's just about, I would say you get split reaction on every single thing we do.
Mm-hmm.
You're always going to have somebody who thinks it's the greatest thing they've ever heard or the worst thing they've ever heard.
And usually that's my gag, you know, as I tweet. I'll tweet one that just was stupid, worst thing ever. And then the next tweet will be, this is the greatest bit y'all have ever done. All right, would you like some of the reaction we've had on Random Character Generator that was heard today at 8:40?
Let's hear it.
Now, meanwhile, I want to mention that on Random Character Generator, this is what the Random Character Generator spit out today. Indoor Lighting Man, Fajita Jim, mm-hmm. Double Fake John Gruden, Ghost Hitler.
Mm.
That one's out.
Wakahani Wendy. Same Sad Man, Sally, the girl with the mixed up knockers, Salad Tong Sam, and I forget the other, what was the third one over there from Gina?
Sharky.
And finally, we had an unfortunate one there at the end. It was the man who was trying to have a period. Anyway.
That was my favorite.
I can't even put my mind around that one.
It was extremely one-dimensional. But it was a great dimension.
When he was first spit out by the random character generator, he was straining, and we just didn't know what was going on until he told us his name.
Is he not obsessed with that whole process?
Yes.
What? You. In periods.
Oh, my.
Okay, yeah, oh, yeah, Big Shock, yeah. You talk about it every day.
I do not.
Every break.
What?
Just about.
That's not true at all.
I have to hear something periods from you every day.
Oh.
I do. And the P1 needs to know it. And I don't appreciate it.
Hmm.
You are a jerk.
It just is a... It's a mess up. God shouldn't have done it that way. And I don't know how it happens.
Well, women will back you up on that. They always, you know, think they got the raw end of the deal there. And they did.
Is it like... It's like a chicken laying an egg, right? Right?
Yeah.
That's what chickens do. They lay eggs, and when it's not fertilized, when the egg's not fertilized, the chicken passes it out, and then we eat it. Well, this is the fact.
All right.
Anyway, that makes eggs a lot less appealing to me right now.
Let's not bogged down on this topic that you're obsessed with, and let's get to
That's what P1 it is. Feedback. I don't think anybody should shy away from it.
Let's get the P1 feedback.
I have a
Your
serious...
breakfast is chicken periods.
Can I
am
ask...
not breaking news here.
You're right. Can I ask a serious sports question?
Yes, please.
Do women not like hockey games because of all the periods?
Oh, no, you're confusing a few different things here.
And that's not a serious sports question. I'm calling
it is,
that.
Too.
I'm calling you on that.
I know, it is, too. Is a woman uncomfortable at a hockey game?
No.
Because they're always reminded about...
No, you are making
no,
me uncomfortable. Yes, women just don't like sports. All right, so here is some of the reaction. I got to tell you, I was surprised by the reaction that we got here. Mike says, pure genius. The random character generator, one of the funniest bits y'all have ever done. Maybe number one of all time.
Oh, okay. There's an overranking.
Then he adds, pure freaking comic genius. Favorites. Now, he ranked the random characters that we were exposed to today.
Okay.
Number three was Ghost Hitler.
See, that shouldn't even be on the list. We can't do that
character. Number two was Salad Tong Sam. And then number one was Man Trying to Have a Parent. Benjamin emails, more fajita Jim. That was his particular favorite. Mexican Junior chimes in.
Gee, I wonder which one he likes.
Which do you think he's going to say?
Either Hitler or period.
What's wrong with this station? Those were the two leading candidates.
Right there. Yeah, his characters.
Mexican Junior says by far the best and most promising character in that bit was Ghost Hitler.
Of course. Junior's an idiot.
Hey,
says
he's not.
Says he needs a lot of development, but he gave me the most shake laugh.
Oh, there's nothing more defeating than the Mexican Junior shake laugh.
And then he says, man having a period and fajita Jim also had some promise.
Okay, good.
Some promise. Bradley says, I would like to hear more about Same Sad Man. Find out his origin and why he's so sad. Is there anything we can do to ease his pain?
I don't think there's much more depth to that character.
Well, I'm casting my vote for Same Sad Man.
God.
And then, by the way, these are all emails. The tweets we got were overwhelmed. We got tons of tweets on this.
And borderline violent.
Yes. Best bit you've done since fake Michael Vick. English W says... all were failed. Another one says, I'd like to see how Wakahana Wendy would do against Picks of the Pole. By the way, Salad Tong Sam was a character who had sports memorabilia in the trunk of his car that he would pick up with salad tongs. That was the extent of his character.
And he liked bourbon.
And he liked... was it bourbon or burpin?
It was bourbon. Okay. Somebody burped.
Okay. Joey says... oh, before I get to Joey's, I should... Junior pose this question, and this is an important question. So, anyway, bottom line is random character generator pleased most of the people. There were some dissenters. Well, Junior asked the question that we go through all the time behind the scenes here, which is, do you think outside the box, improv, do something unusual that has high risk, high reward, or do you play the hits? You know? Everyone kind of likes fake Jerry, so let's you do a fake Jerry. Or do you every once in a while just wildly swing for the fences and risk an absolute flame out?
The wildest swing I think we've ever had, we had no idea what to do. So 5 minutes before the bit, we saw a commercial on TV for some prescription medication, and it was a guy getting married, and he held up a blue pill.
We were watching without the sound.
Yeah. So Gordon played the character of... blue pill guy who's getting married.
That's the worst.
That was our biggest swing and probably miss.
Oh, that was a huge miss.
I think this is my theory. I think the P1 wants a steady diet of the hits. They want to hear fake Jerry. They want to hear, you know, the Ribby, the characters we've had through the years. But they enjoy the occasional wild meal, the exotic meal that they never even thought of before. They love the occasional change up that'll hit them once every 3 weeks.
And the problem in the early days of the ticket, man, we could just, it was all such experimental radio. Every character.
Ribby was experimental.
It was all, but then, you know, it's like people kind of got used to something, and there's P1s who time their day. They want to hear an 840 bit, and they want to laugh before they go into their office place because they're about to get beaten down by the guy who wants his TPC reports or whatever those are. Is it TPC? What are they?
Tournament Players Course?
No, what is it, Jer?
TP reports?
TP? No.
What was that? PT? TP?
I don't know. I think it's TPC.
TPC reports? And he wants to laugh, and he can't risk it. He can't risk something experimental that's not going to make him laugh. He needs to laugh.
TPS reports.
TPS, that's it. So you're doing him a disservice when you swing wildly for the fences and you have a horrible bit like we had with Al Michaels and Kermit the Frog committing murder-suicide.
But I guarantee
week.
You there were some guys or gals about to head into that meeting that was just going to whip them up one side, down the other, that heard Kermit and Al Michaels and heard this nonsense today and had a good laugh before they went into work.
Joey says, I've figured out that I like the old characters the best. I only like the new ones if they're good.
Well,
okay, he can't.
Oh, yeah. The fake Jason Garrett is starting to lose traction.
God.
Yeah, thank you, Joey. Appreciate that. Bob says, hey, I like it when you guys go outside the box. Always go outside the box. The farther the wheels are off, the better.
Okay.
He likes insanity.
See, I like that, too, because I love the outside-the-box character. You have two possibilities. Well, you have three. But two of them are good. One, it's going to be a home run.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a great new character. Two, it's going to get so wheels off that it's funny. The third possibility is that it's just bad. But two out of three, I think it's worth the risk.
Mm-hmm.
I like those odds.
Well, Casey says, Gordon thought I'd chime in since I have never laughed so hard in all of my life.
Wow.
When Man Trying to Have a Period came on. And I heard there were probably, I don't know, 5-10 emails saying that, making this bold claim, that that's the funniest thing they've ever heard in their life. Now, I want those people to explain to their spouse or their mom the thing that's made them laugh harder in all of their life.
It's one of my favorite, I say five favorite characters I've ever heard.
There's no character to it. He's just straining.
It came out of the character generator. It's a character.
Well, I threw that out the window. We're going to have to get a new one if we do it again. So that's our question for you, the P1. Do you like wild-ass experimental radio? Or do you like dependable, solid, American Christian radio? Judeo-Christian radio.
All right, Gordo.
All right, that's it. Thank you, P1s, for being here. It's TPS Reports.
It is 9:31 on the ticket. Coming up next, we will unveil our...